Mr. Show, Attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. We're talking about the top 10 largest Arizona verdicts in 2022. Let's go right at it, Don.
You bet. The number one largest verdict in 2022 was $20.9 million.
Wow.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, these cases really have very little in common by way of facts. This was a case that arose out of revenue sharing agreements between doctors. They were made in connection, these agreements were made in connection with the settlement of a lawsuit involving a joint venture to own and operate dialysis centers. So, you know, how often are you going to see a factual setting like that? Never.
No.
Okay. So the claims were that the agreements were unenforceable because they were entered into by fraud or misrepresentation. Other claims were that the contracts were enforceable and they were breached. After a four-day trial in Maricopa County, the jury awarded one of the doctors $20.9 million. So
wow.
Specifically,
wow.
$10 million for breach of the agreement to share medical director revenue, $900,000 for breach of the consulting agreement that he had, and $10 million for breach of fiduciary duty. So $20.9 million, number one verdict, 2022 in Arizona.
Mm.
What do you think the number one verdict in 2022 was nationally? The trick question, because I have the answer on this sheet. I don't think you have.
No,
it was,
I don't.
$7.3 billion. It was out of Dallas County, Texas.
Wow.
Yep. That was the largest nationally.
What was the case, just briefly, concerning?
It was brought by a family of a lady who was stabbed to death using a company-issued knife after a former employee of the defendant attempted to rob her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Arizona.
Yep. So Arizona juries and judges last year, 2022, awarded over $80 million in verdicts. $80 million. Which is a significant increase from 2021. But as I mentioned earlier, 2021 was an aberration because the courts were essentially closed much of the year due to the pandemic. So 2022 was the year where the gates opened again and the cases were tried in the usual fashion. All of the top 10 verdicts were awarded by juries. So if you're a party in a civil action, sometimes the case is tried to a jury.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the case is tried to a judge. The top 10 verdicts were jury verdicts, mm-hmm. not judge verdicts. All of the verdicts in the top 10 were over $2 million, and 8 of the top 10 were from Maricopa County.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, so the number 2 was $18.7 million. And this was a lawsuit that arose out of this is a really interesting factual case. The lawsuit arose out of the defendant's theft of the plaintiff's vehicles, which then attempted to be passed off to the Phoenix PD as legal repossession for three cars that the plaintiff had allegedly pledged as collateral. Now, the plaintiff was wrongfully imprisoned based on the defendant's false statements to the police. And while he was in prison, some bad things happened to him. He sustained injuries. So he alleged that he was entitled to damages based on claims, among others, for civil conspiracy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, malicious prosecution, and so forth. After a 13-day trial, think about this, 13 mm-hmm. days in a courtroom with a jury. The jury found in favor of the plaintiff on all counts and awarded him a total of $18.791 million in damages, which included $11.3 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages.
Wow.
So this is where
it's a big ticket item.
Yep,
very big.
Yep. The jury was sending a message to the defendant that this type of behavior is unacceptable, it's outrageous, and because of that, the jury punished the defendant to the tune of $7.5 million.
Don, we only got about 3 minutes left, but there is a Tucson case. Could you kind of summarize that one?
Yeah. So this is the sixth largest jury verdict from 2022. This case is it's called Figueroa versus Gannett Company. It was in the District Court of Arizona, so it was in the federal court, not the state court. Mm-hmm. $3.7 million was the verdict amount, and it was an employment discrimination case. So the plaintiff in this case worked for the newspaper, Arizona Daily Star, beginning in 1989, and she suffered a back injury while at work, eventually had surgery, and then she was placed on temporary leave by the newspaper, but following approval by her medical provider, she returned to work with work restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
The defendants let her return to work subject to limited restrictions, but she was ultimately terminated and then later told by the defendants that they had, quote, accepted her resignation.
What?
Yeah. So I think we're seeing where a jury in this case could be upset by what they might perceive as a wrongful termination. She filed suit claiming wrongful termination based on her disability and failure to provide her with a reasonable accommodation in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The defendants denied the allegations and asserted that she had resigned in order to pursue Social Security disability benefits. The jury returned a verdict in favor of the plaintiff for nearly $4 million, which included $275,000 in compensatory damages and $3.7 million in punitive damages.
Wow.
So the clear message is, if your conduct is outrageous, willful, wanton, you could be subject to substantial punitive damages. In this case, the punitive damages exceeded the actual damages by a factor of more than 10. So there you go.
Wow.